The Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial asked the Assembly to reconsider the decision last month after it came to light that the city does not yet own some of the submerged tidelands where the cruise ship docks will be built. In 2012, the nonprofit Memorial intervened in an appeal of a conditional use permit issued for the project by the Juneau Planning Commission. The Memorial's board of directors believes the floating docks will impact the annual blessing of the fleet. The Assembly upheld the permit in January. On Monday, members decided without discussion not to revisit that decision. City Attorney Amy Mead says conditional use permits are issued for planning purposes, and the city's Docks and Harbors Department was not required to show ownership of the tidelands before applying for one.
I don't believe that there was anything related to the tideland conveyance issue that could have changed or would have changed what the ultimate decision from the Planning Commission was.
Mead says Docks and Harbors will have to show proof of ownership or get an agreement from the property owner before applying for a construction permit. The state of Alaska issued a preliminary decision last month approving the transfer of nearly 18 acres of submerged tidelands to the city. Juneau Port Director Carl Yucatel has said he expects a final decision this month or next. The Docks and Harbors Department delayed opening bids for the $54 million project until the matter is settled. Fisherman's Memorial President Bruce Wyrock said via email that the nonprofit will not formally pursue reconsideration of the Assembly's decision. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.